It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
All right, we got a lot to unpack suddenly here on the Drive. A lot going on this afternoon. All right, hour number 2. Let's get organized. The Top 4 at 4 brought to you by Citizens National Bank. Here's Alex Olive.
All right, news broke a couple hours ago that the NCAA has placed South Carolina's men's basketball program on probation for 2 years.
Really?
Yep. Former assistant coach Lamont Evans accepted between $3,300 and $5,800 in bribes from a sports agent. They did not get a postseason ban.
No postseason ban. What does that mean then? What scholarship reductions, anything like that?
Let's see here.
This is interesting because this will have repercussions for Auburn and LSU.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it definitely wraps up South Carolina's role in that whole corruption case from 2017. It looks like there's a reduction in unofficial visits from prospects, a 6-week ban on telephone recruiting, and a $5,000 fine. Plus, just don't get caught doing anything stupid in that same time.
Man, we are going to get so slammed by the NCAA.
Yeah, we're getting ready to get crushed.
Yeah, we're going to get at least a 2-year bowl ban.
Yeah.
Scholarship reductions, fines.
Yeah.
Reduced visit days and all that stuff. It's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough. So this is what – and this was an assistant. They didn't tie any of this back to Frank Martin, obviously, because he's still there. So I just wonder what this means for LSU, where the head coach is on tape. And then Auburn – Pearl seems fairly insulated from that. They were able to pawn that off on Chuck Person. Kind of a different deal down there. But he has a history. So how does the NCAA look at that? Just fascinating questions, but that one kind of went under the radar today. This is the first I've heard of that. I did not catch that in show prep. So South Carolina's odyssey with the NCAA and the FBI case coming to an end today. Interesting.
All right. Have you guys kept up with the Russell Wilson thing at all? Basically,
yeah, I saw that, that he wants out.
Well, so initially Bleacher Report reported that he wanted out. They said that the Dolphins, Jets, Saints, and Raiders had been mentioned as possible targets and that a trade could happen, quote, in the near future. ESPN, just a little bit ago, has a quote from Wilson's agent who says that he has not demanded a trade. He has told the Seahawks that he wants to play in Seattle, but if a trade were considered, the only teams he would go to are the Cowboys, the Saints, the Raiders, and the Bears.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I were him, I'd head to South Beach.
I mean, I would too. It seems like Miami's got a ton of cap space and
they got a ton of high draft picks. They could surround him. I mean, he could. I tell you right now, if Russell Smith were to get traded to the Dolphins, I would finally.
You mean Russell Wilson?
They'd become a team.
What's his beef with Seattle? They just won't invest in protecting him?
Yeah, basically, he's taken more hits over his first 9 years than any other.
Just word that out, man. Like, really, you're gonna excuse me, you're gonna blow up that whole relationship.
Russ, it was in the story. He apparently went, had a meeting with, I guess, the front office, and you know,
so
I would imagine Pete Carroll and was like, "Look, I'm getting the crap beat out of me. I need, you know." And
yeah, I get it. They said
they
no.
They completely blew him off.
This seems like posturing to me. He's going to figure that out. They're not going to trade Russell Wilson. This is crazy talk.
I don't know, man. I'd love to see him at Miami.
Grass ain't always greener.
Apparently, multiple league execs believe that he'll be made available at the right price this offseason.
Wow.
Or next.
Very interesting.
Could you imagine the Bears would? I mean, wherever he goes, you're going to immediately be a playoff, probably pretty sure about it being in the playoffs. And, I mean, he's the real – I mean, he's in a very small group of – I mean, he's tier one.
I think he's a little overrated myself.
Really?
I think you're completely stupid, but, you know, that's another story.
I think he's a little overrated. What's he done with
that? The guy's a Super Bowl champion.
He is. So is Ben Roethlisberger. So is Brad Johnson. Like, we don't have to go down the list of awesome.
You're not going to throw Brad Johnson in there.
I just did. He's won one Super Bowl with a great defense. They had an elite defense, just like Brad Johnson, just like Trent Dilfer.
The kid's a winner, Russell.
That's okay. How much winning they been doing lately?
Not much because they can't protect him.
Oh, okay. They can't protect him. Bears going to protect him better? He is?
Do you think Aaron Rodgers is overrated? He's only got one Super Bowl.
No.
Aaron Rodgers is up when he should probably have three or four rings.
There are quarterbacks who haven't won Super Bowls that I've never made championships the overall measuring stick. I think Peyton and Dan Marino are better quarterbacks than Tom Brady. They don't have as many championships. It's my opinion. Is Terry Bradshaw one of the elite quarterbacks of all time? Country bumpkin from Louisiana?
No.
What? He's got four Super Bowl rings.
You compare him to like Brad Johnson or...
He's got more Super Bowls than Peyton.
Peyton's the greatest quarterback that's ever lived.
Oh, but he had the Steel Curtain defense and Franco Harris to turn and hand the ball to and Lynn Stallworth running
over
his route.
Yeah, he had two Hall of Fame wide receivers.
Yeah, so...
Hall of Fame running back and one of the best fullbacks in the history of the league in Rocky Blyer.
It's... I don't think it's the be-all, end-all. I'm not saying that Russell Wilson is trash or he sucks. I don't know that he's one of the top five QBs in the league.
I'll get the hell out of here.
Every once in a while, I find myself taking that same position, and then I watch a game and just see him do unreal things.
He's very good. He's very good, but they're – I mean, I would – Brady, obviously, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees up until recently. It's been better.
Mahomes,
obviously, is better. He might be in the top five, but I don't think that he is – I don't think he's all that.
I think
a bag of chips, like the kids say.
Either way, I think any of those teams would be lucky to get him. The Bears, the Dolphins.
Deshaun Watson is better.
I would take him before Watson. He immediately would turn your team into a Super Bowl contender. If you're the Dolphins, who else? The Bears, definitely, because they've got that. They've got an incredible
Lamar
defense.
Jackson,
the Raiders.
You take Lamar Jackson over Russell Wilson? I would.
I wouldn't.
No.
No way in hell.
I might take Josh Allen over Russell Wilson after last year.
I might just because he's younger. Again,
Russ, I find you to be somewhat of a buffoon and low IQ when it comes to football.
Well, you just said you would take Russell Wilson over Lamar Jackson. So, I mean.
Yeah, Russell Wilson's got a Super Bowl ring.
So what?
Lamar Jackson wilts in the playoffs.
You don't think Lamar Jackson would have won a Super Bowl with that defense that the Seahawks won with?
You can act like Lamar Jackson. I mean, he plays for the Baltimore Ravens.
Peyton Manning, basically, they crushed his spine in that Super Bowl.
Didn't the Ravens have the best defense 2 years ago and got thumped by the Titans in the playoffs?
They ran into one of the best teams in the history of football.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you, he's a hell of a lot better than that garbage quarterback you have with the Oilers.
Stop.
He's better than Tannehill, dude. Come on now. You're making yourself look stupid. Seriously.
I don't think he's that much better, but you call Tannehill garbage. I mean, that's just absurd.
Let's finish up the top four, and then we can come back to this. We'll revisit.
Okay, please.
All right, number three.
I like Alex taking control of the situation there.
You better watch his tone.
University of Texas. Well, my bed's about to run out. So, University of Texas Regents have approved football coach Steve Sarkisian's $34.2 million guaranteed contract.
$32 million. This is a half of what Jimbo got, but still, we're in the wrong business. Once again, that Texas college football coaching money is fantastic.
They also approved more than $21 million in guaranteed contracts for his staff. The highest paid will be his DC, Pete Kwiatkowski, at $1.7 million per year.
Okay.
Going all in on him.
Hurry up. We have some breaking news to finish up here once you're done.
Number four, the Denver Broncos have released veteran DT Jarrell Casey after one season. They acquired him from the Titans last year for a seventh.
How did he do last year?
He only played in five games before tearing his biceps.
I guess John Robinson made the right call there after all, huh? Yep. All right, thank you, Alex Olive. That is the Top 4 at 4. It's brought to you by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the drive. You can check them out online at cnbtn.com. Bank local. Simplify your life with Citizens National Bank. Turning to CNB for all your personal banking needs. They've got it all at CNB. A variety of checking and savings options, plus chip-enabled debit and credit cards to help you safely and securely manage your everyday cash flow and build your rainy day savings at Citizens National Bank. Let's go to the Fan Run breaking news desk. All right, so this is wild. We are going to play Florida.
Yeah.
We are going to play Florida. SEC announcing just moments ago that they are amending the weekend schedule. Tennessee is not going to play Auburn on – or no, they're going to play Florida on March the 7th. So we play Auburn and then a week off, and then we play Florida – in Knoxville.
Is that a Sunday?
Sunday, March 7th. And then the SEC tournament is the next week. So we get a week off, and then we play Florida here at home. Okay. And then they have a...
That'd be nice. Get a week's rest. A little tune-up game with Florida before the SEC tournament starts. Another couple of days off, and then get ready for the tournament.
Okay. Okay. That is a chance to notch a quality win. A chance to get a Tier 1 win. Florida's had a nice season. And I tell you what, if looking at this thing as a glass half full scenario, beat Auburn Saturday, a depleted Auburn team, then you got a week to get ready for little Mikey White in his size medium dress shirt and his supercuts haircut and his clip-on dress tie. You come up here and maybe have – spend the night at his brother's house, hang out with Danny No Nugs. Then if you pants him, go into the SEC tournament with three wins in a row under your belt. We can get this thing back on track. We could do this. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater just yet. Still a lot of basketball left to be played, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Callahan, GoBalls 247, coming up in about 12 minutes on the show. Talk to him about Ty Simpson and the decision coming tomorrow for him. A couple of things we have to unpack here quickly. I've got a big programming announcement we're going to get to in just a little minute. First of all, I believe Trey Wallace got under our radar. And apparently everybody noticed this except for me and Bear.
What's that?
I texted you about it.
I did not see it. I did not see it in time. Charles, who just called in to wish you happy birthday?
Yeah.
A lot of people saying he sounded suspiciously like Trey Wallace.
I didn't think so.
A lot of people are saying, many people are saying.
Huh.
Reminded me a lot of when.
I thought it was weird that some guy that we didn't know, new first-time caller, just calling in to wish Bear a happy birthday. I thought it was weird at the time. And I'm kind of mad at myself for not catching it. I'm losing my fastball here. I'd expect it to go right by Bear, but I'm supposed to catch these things.
I mean, I usually can tell when somebody's trying to disguise their voice.
You don't think it was Trey? Everybody is saying that was definitely
Trey. I really
Trey.
Don't.
I think it was Trey.
Just because Trey's, you know,
the podcast
not that
will be
crazy.
Up in just a second. You can go back and check it out.
You pull that. For the okay, we'll go
I
back.
I kind of feel like Trey would, he just calling us Trey.
It was Trey.
Wish me happy birthday.
No, that is a total Trey thing to do, to call in under an assumed name and wish. It's the kind of weird, goofy stuff Trey would do. Excuse me.
Close. Well, I don't know. I mean, even if it was, who cares? Somebody called and wished me happy birthday.
This thing is a little weird. That's all I'm saying. Second, as strawberries has now officially been added to the list of awesome things that Bear hates. Let's see, who is this? And to go find this. Oh, man, I'm getting swamped with messages. Number 37 on Twitter says, you forgot pineapple.
Oh, yeah. I don't think everybody loves
pineapple.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Strawberries. Everybody loves strawberries, except for you. I think strawberries is a universally beloved fruit. Everybody, it's like one of the number one. That's why you have strawberry shortcake. It is a universally beloved
dessert. It's absolutely disgusting.
It's delicious. And pineapples,
the texture
though,
of them.
Some people don't like pineapples. Like, not a lot. We put that up on a – was that a – that was a Rickard Ridge smoking hot question. We never went back and found that. Give me just a second. I'm going to have to scroll through 2 days' worth of stupid fan-run tweets. No offense. Let's see. There's me last night. Boy, this is going to take a minute. It was a Rickard Ridge barbecue smoking hot question at the end of Tuesday's show. We snuck it right there in the end. I meant to go back and check it, but I didn't. Is pineapple delicious? Was the question. And I think this one is a little bit more of a divisive subject than strawberries. I think if we put strawberry up there, it would be like 99% positive. All right, here, so 244 votes. It's a pretty good sample size, right?
Yeah.
Do you like pineapple? Simple question, yes or no. 81.6% of the audience said yes. That's pretty strong. You can't get 80% of this country to agree on anything. I think it's got to go on the list, Alex. I think we got to put that on the list of awesome thing Bear hates. When 80% of the people say that pineapple is delicious, that's universal acclaim.
I'd have to agree with you.
The people love pineapple. Pineapple's going on the list.
Pineapple is awesome.
All right, we got another one on the list. Man, this thing is getting long.
Well, I mean, we do need to take something off.
What's that?
I don't think you mentioned it. I think you may have missed it.
What?
The Pine Barrens episode of Sopranos.
That was not on there. Is that something that you
I glossed over it. There were a couple of things that I just glossed over to fit it in because we were remember I was up against it.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to explain it, so. So you watched the Pine Barrens and you've seen the light on that. Okay, I'll take the Pine Barrens episode of The Sopranos off the list. So we've added two things and subtracted one. I'm glad you saw the light on that. I'm glad you realized the work of television glory that episode was. All right, programming announcement. You ready to kick this?
Let's do it.
Fan Run Radio announcing today that we are the first station to become an OutKick affiliate. Fan Run has partnered up with Clay Travis's outfit in Nashville to bring the 37 even more content from the great state of Tennessee. OutKick, the coverage with Clay Travis, can already be heard in the morning leading into 3 and Out. We carry the first hour live at 6 a.m. for you early birds out there. And our friend Chad Withrow, who was on the show yesterday, I did not know this was in... See, you complain that I don't keep you in the loop. Like, they don't keep me in the loop. I was told this just hours ago. Otherwise, I would have asked him on the show about it yesterday. But we've been talking. They're bringing their show back with Jonathan Hutton and Paul Kuharsky, the Midday 180. I think they might be renaming their show. But anyway, we are going to carry their show from 8 to 10 p.m. They're going to be live on in the afternoon. But, of course, you know, we're live in the afternoon. And so we're gonna replay a portion of their show in the evening. So we are very excited about that, and that will start later in next month. I think March 15th is when they're coming back. So we're excited to be partnering. It's a cool brand. I mean, it fits right. The OutKick brand is kind of rebellious and subversive and whatever you want to say. Iconoclastic, and I feel like we are here at Fan Run too. So I think that's a natural fit, and I like those guys' show too. So that'll be cool to be able to listen to that when I'm out and about on my late night drives by myself, lonesome, getting some thinking done. You ever do that, Bear? Just hop in your car, go for a drive late at night?
Not at night because I'm not allowed to drive at night anymore.
Of course you're not. Let's get Phil in here next. Phil, you're on the drive. Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
What do you say, Debbie?
Phil, hey.
Yes, I'd say happy birthday to the mayor.
I appreciate it, Mayor.
I guess he had his hatred of Webb, Fulton, and Maryville added to his list.
Are Webb, but Fulton, and Maryville universally beloved?
No, not outside of Maryville city limits. Nobody likes them.
But That's interesting. We're playing Florida, so I guess we're going to close the year on a two-game losing streak going into the SEC tournament.
Oh, come on, Phil. Wow. That's a ray of sunshine.
Did you watch that slop last night?
Well, he won the game by 12. I mean, granted, it wasn't a stellar performance, but come on, Phil, there's still time. We can get this thing turned around yet.
So the season's about over. What do you mean it's about time?
Victor Bailey is finding his groove. We just got to get Pons a little bit healthy, shore up our inside game. You never know, Phil. It's all about getting hot at the right time.
Hmm. So Tannehill's better than Russell Wilson. That's pretty cool. You know what?
Nah, he kind of stepped back from that.
That's not what I said. I'm not stepping back from anything. I'm just trying to get you knuckleheads to not take my words out of context. I'm just saying, Bears said, oh, that pile of crap quarterback you got. The guy threw like 4,000 yards last year. I mean, come on. Let's be serious. Let's not be silly. It's a serious program.
Do you think maybe Russell Wilson has been hit too many times now and he's not there just comes a point where you get hit so many times, you're just not that good anymore.
I mean, I thought you guys were telling me how great he is.
The playoff game he played against, he didn't look good. The last game he played in, he looked pretty bad, really.
He did throw for
a bad offensive line.
Did throw for 4,000 yards last year, completed 68% of his passes. I mean,
yeah, the Titans' problem wasn't their offense, it was their defense.
Who are we talking about now? I thought we were talking about
Russell Wilson. Yeah. He's been hit too many dang times. I mean,
okay, Phil, calm down, buddy. We're just talking sports here. Yeah, he's taking a lot of shots.
Oh God, we're gonna lose to Florida.
Come on, Phil. Oh my God. Then Utah, he'll be
on cloud nine Saturday afternoon after the game.
Oh Lord.
But Pearl, he's about the number one point guard. He'll press us the whole game, and we'll lose. You know that's what's gonna happen.
Oh, you're right, Phil. What's the point in even showing up?
So Ty Simpson's going to announce at 3 o'clock tomorrow. You're going to have it live on your show? That's good.
I think so. You think we can find a feed of Ty Simpson? We'll send somebody down there with a phone, stick it in front of his face.
Well, actually, I know someone that lives really close to him. So,
boots on the ground. Yeah.
Well, it won't look too good, though. He says, I'll have Bammer Jammer or high Clemson, you know what I mean? See?
I mean, Phil, step back from the ledge, my friend. You got a lot to live for. There's a lot of good things going on in this world right now. It's a beautiful day outside. The sun is shining. We got Ryan Callahan coming up here in just a minute. Burt Bertelkamp had an amazing appearance on the show. There's cold beer somewhere, Phil. It's Bear's birthday. Can't call it. Okay, so.
Hey, I just got to communicate. It's not only there is another member of the drive who shares my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
It'll be an extravaganza next year. You know, the second best intern we've ever had behind Lexi. One, Drew Nicholson. Happy birthday to Drew.
You and Drew share a birthday?
Yes, he just texted me. He's listening to us all the way over there in Prague in the former Czech Republic.
It is weird that you two have this weird connection.
Me and Drew?
Yeah.
Hey, he's like my Padawan.
He hasn't kept in touch with me at all. I have not had any sort of communication with Drew since he left here, and I feel like you guys are always texting and talking, and he's halfway across the world. And
well, I mean, we share a lot of we like a lot of the same things. We both agree that Liam Gallagher is the greatest frontman in the history of modern music. Oasis is the Kings. And that's just kind of where our friendship is based, on a love of Oasis and Britpop.
On that
and he laughs
note,
at all my jokes.
That's really what it all boils down to. Stay with us. I always thought it was weird that Drew chose Bear as the one to suck up to around here. But
it's worked out for him. I mean, the kid's a budding superstar.
Stay with us. We'll talk recruiting with Ryan Callahan of Go Vols 247 coming up next here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive. Are you in a...
All right, welcome back. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio. Russell LeBaire back with you. Pleased to be joined right now by Ryan Callahan of Go Vols 247. Good afternoon, Ryan. How are you, sir?
Hey, man. Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing very well. Thanks for jumping on with us. Well, Ryan, here we are, less than 24 hours out. It's D-Day for Ty Simpson out in Martin in the western part of the state. You guys just elevated him to a five-star quarterback over at 247. And what do you think? Where are the crystal balls coming in for Ty Simpson?
Well, so we've had some recent picks coming in for Alabama, and but it's been a close enough battle. I'll tell you where things are headed. One of our national guys, Steve Wiltfong, spoke with Ty last night, had an update on our site that we posted where he basically admitted in the story that Clemson has been his leader for the past 3 weeks or so, but it's now basically a toss-up. And his comments in the story certainly would lead you to believe that it's between Clemson and Alabama primarily, but he still isn't ruling out Tennessee. So Steve Wiltfong's crystal ball is still on Clemson, but he has lowered his confidence level to about as low as it gets on our 1 to 10 scale. It's a 1. So so no one – I think this is the situation. I don't think anyone really knows what Ty Simpson is doing. Nothing I've heard leads me to believe that any of the schools involved has been told what his decision is. And all of the schools are still talking with him each day. He was supposed to talk with each school again today, leading up to tomorrow's decision. He's talking with Nick Saban again tonight. He's had a Zoom call with Clemson's president. So I mean, it's been a big time battle here down the stretch. But Tennessee still has a foot in the door. They're doing everything they can to try to make up for lost time with the new staff getting to know him over the past month. I can't tell you what he's going to do, and I'll say this. He could pull a shocker because we've seen this before. Eric Gilbert last year when he picked LSU, or more than a year ago now, was one of the biggest shockers we've seen in recruiting. So these things can happen sometimes, and if a player wants his moment and wants to sort of mislead people and pick a team no one's expecting, you can't rule out that kind of thing. But I'll say this, that all evidence that is out there leads you to believe it's Clemson or Alabama in all likelihood. So it's going to be an upset if it's Tennessee. I just can't rule out that possibility here less than 24 hours out.
Now, the last time we had you on, I think you said that, hey, even if he picks Clemson or Alabama, it's one of those things where Josh Heupel and his staff just got here. They're just establishing a relationship versus relationships he's had with Saban and Dabo for well over a year now. And perhaps it's one of those things where Tennessee just keeps chipping away, just keep calling him, keep tabs on him, keep trying to develop that relationship. And then if things go well for you in the fall, maybe you could flip him later. Do you still think that's a strategy Tennessee will try to employ if they don't get good news tomorrow from Ty Simpson?
Well, I think you can, but I will say from Tennessee's standpoint, I certainly don't think you can wait to try to get Ty Simpson back. You have to move on to try to get another quarterback if you do miss out on him. So the good news for Tennessee is this is a class where the Vols have multiple options at quarterback that have ties to Tennessee, and one of them is Sam Horn, another top 100 prospect. You mentioned Ty Simpson's actually now a five-star prospect in the 24/7 Sports composite, which is sort of an industry-wide rating, but in our rankings right now at 24/7 Sports, he's still a four-star and at number 61. To tell you how our analysts view those guys, we have Ty Simpson right now at number 61 nationally and Sam Horn at number 62 right behind him. So both good options, both talented guys. Now, Ty Simpson is being pursued by Alabama and Clemson, obviously, very heavily. That's been a battle for a long time with those two schools. Sam Horn's list of offers and list of options doesn't look quite the same as that. Tennessee's competition right now looks like Florida, Missouri, Michigan State, teams like that, Duke. So it's different, but our analysts are similarly high on both. So he's a very good second option to have, and he's a guy who grew up basically a Tennessee fan. He's in the Atlanta area, but he does have his family has had season tickets for years. His parents went to Tennessee. He's got a brother who's been at Tennessee as a student. So there's a lot of reasons he would be very interested in Tennessee, and I think the Vols already have a relationship there. So you have that option. I think Tennessee has to move on to him. But there's enough of a relationship there, even with this new staff, that I think maybe you keep that going in the background and just see where it goes. I don't think you can devote a lot of attention to it, and I don't think if you're Tennessee, you can hold out much hope that you flip him. But there's enough of a relationship that maybe you can't rule out that possibility, but you've got to get another quarterback.
talking with Ryan Callahan, GoVols 24/7. And yeah, it's this weird recruiting calculus that the coaches have to play, right? We're assuming things don't go Tennessee's way with Ty Simpson tomorrow. And it's, again, an assumption. But if they were able to convince Sam Horn to commit, how do you go about continuing to recruit Ty Simpson and keeping Sam Horn happy? That seems like almost like you're dating two women, right? I mean, that's, things could go badly.
Yeah, and that's why you would have to be careful with that. And I, you know, Ty Simpson and Sam Horn are aware of one another. I don't know how much of a relationship there is, but they certainly know who the other one is. I think they might even follow each other on Twitter, so there might be some contact between them at some point. I mean, big time quarterbacks often know each other these days, and they'll probably cross paths at some point this summer on the Elite 11 circuit or something of that nature. So it's a dangerous game to play, and that's one of the reasons I think Tennessee would have to move on in all likelihood. And the reality is, even if there was a chance of flipping a guy like Ty Simpson, it would usually happen later in the process. It would not be something that happened until the fall, closer to signing day in all likelihood. And that's just, it's not a smart strategy to try to hold out hope for something like that, or to your point, to have a guy committed and then be doing that, still kind of flirting with another big time player at that position later in the year, unless you're openly trying to sign two quarterbacks, which only seems likely if Tennessee were to lose someone from the current roster. So yeah, it may be unlikely. I mean, I think people should view tomorrow as a fairly final decision. I don't think people should say it's a done deal, because anything can happen, but and Alabama's had some decommitments at quarterback in recent years. So I know that we've got some posters on GoVols 24/7 who are kind of already thinking, play the long game, things can change. But I wouldn't recommend holding out a lot of hope. If he picks another school tomorrow, I think there's a very good chance he will stick with it.
Fascinating decision, situation to watch play out with Ty Simpson. Ryan, the other thing that's really hurting Josh Heupel and his staff, other than the fact that they're so new and just got here, is that the dead period has been extended and extended, and they can't bring players to campus, can't show off their facilities, meet with guys in person. How much of a detriment is that to what Josh Heupel's trying to build right now?
It hurts. There's no question about it. We've seen this, unfortunately, on the Tennessee beat. We've seen this a few times over the past decade, right, with new staff. And there's a common theme. Each staff I've seen and covered has had a chance to really build some early momentum in recruiting, even coming off losing seasons that usually result in coaches being fired. And it would be the same thing in this case. Obviously, not a lot of national buzz out there right now about Tennessee, but you would have an opportunity, or at least a better opportunity, to offset that with some excitement if you got players on campus in person, especially with this being such a big year in the state of Tennessee. The 2022 class in Tennessee is one of the best classes this state's ever produced. It's deep. I think there are probably 20 or so players who are good enough to play at Tennessee in this class in the state. And you're not going to get all of them. You hardly ever will, even when things are really going well for Tennessee. But you'd have a better chance of getting some of those guys and getting them on campus together and trying to sell them on making this big in-state movement together. So I think that's where the no visits is really hurting them, with some of those in-state guys who haven't been to Tennessee before at all in some cases, or haven't been in a while, or maybe only been to a game and never really had a recruiting visit there. That's just tough to duplicate by Zoom or by FaceTime or whatever you try to do. You know, schools are trying to get creative, but it's just not the same as being there in person and sort of getting a vibe around a new staff. So I think that really does hurt, and it probably hurts Tennessee more than some other schools, because they just don't have as much, you know, sort of buzz to sell right now when they're talking to prospects across the country.
Yeah, looking at 247sports.com and the recruiting list, and other teams are starting to compile some commitments and get some guys in their 2022 class here, Ryan. Tennessee doesn't have anybody. Is there anybody that they are in good shape with that might be a target for a spring commitment to the Vols?
I think there will be some movement at some point this spring. I don't know how soon, but most years you see, and again, though, this is when times are normal and you have visits that often lead to, I think visits often lead to sort of early commitments in a lot of cases, because that's where coaches, you know, get to see players sometimes for the first time in person and meet them and sort of eyeball how tall they really are and things like that. And there's a lot that you get from a visit other than just building relationships. You get to sort of, you know, get a better feel for what a player looks like and what he might fill out to be in the future. So you make decisions off of what you see in person, and you don't have that to go by, but that process not happening on either side slows things down maybe. So I think it'll happen sometime this spring. They will probably get somebody, but they've had so much ground to make up, and just hiring Josh Heupel in late January, it's tough timing to sort of get that ball rolling that quickly and get an early commitment. So if it's not Ty Simpson tomorrow, it still may be a few more weeks or even more than a month. I don't know, but I think sooner or later, you know, probably by April, May at the latest, you would think something's going to get started at some point. It's just they've been doing so much relationship building, and heck, they don't even have the staff finished yet. Still waiting to hire one more assistant coach. So it's just been tough, and it's been a challenging process, I know, for Josh Heupel and his staff. They've had a lot to do, a lot of ground to cover, and they're still getting caught up. But I think there are signs now of them building some momentum with players, and so I think by this spring you'll certainly see something. But they're no question, they're a little bit behind the eight ball because of the timing of the hire.
I guess the other big-name in-state prospect, well, there are a lot of them, but the biggest one, both literally and from a rating standpoint, Walter Nolan, the defensive tackle who's played for Marlon Wallace's school out there in Cordova, is a five-star. And he's a guy that it sounded like Tennessee might have had a swinging chance. I don't know. Under the Pruitt regime, things weren't going well, obviously, on the field. But now you've got Rodney Garner, and Tennessee might be behind some other schools that have been recruiting him longer with their current coaches, but you do have Rodney Garner, Ryan. Is there a puncher's chance for the Vols in this one?
I think maybe I would say more of an outside chance at this point. I do think Tennessee has a lot of ground to make up in that recruitment right now. Like you said, I think there was a time earlier in the process, you know, maybe even 6 months or so ago when Tennessee really had more of a puncher's chance in that one, but that one's going to be a big time battle. I mean, he's obviously a top five prospect nationally, and I've talked to some people who think he's maybe sort of among the rarest talents in that top five or top 10 nationally in this class. You know, he's just a big, mobile, athletic guy that can do a lot of things. And, you know, he still hasn't reached his full potential either. So, everyone's battling for him. It's going to be an Alabama, LSU, Ohio State kind of thing. You know, it's going to be all the big heavy hitters. Clemson's in that one. Michigan has had some recent traction maybe with them and feels it's in the top five or six. So I think Tennessee's behind a handful of teams probably in that one. And this is not a situation where he's got, you know, deep ties to the state of Tennessee. He's a Memphis area guy, but he also played at Olive Branch in Mississippi on the other side of the state line just a couple years ago. So he's more of a Memphis area guy more so than a deep-rooted Tennessee guy where you can play to his state pride a little more than in some cases with in-state players. So I don't think they have as much of an end there, and they're going to have to really battle to beat out some of those big programs.
Ryan Callahan, GoVols 247 with us. Ryan, last thing, we'll let you out of here. Tennessee announces Brian Jean Mary, the linebackers coach, today, so that one is official. As you mentioned earlier, one spot left. It has taken a while, but it looks like Josh Heupel is almost done constructing his inaugural coaching staff. Any thoughts on who that last assistant might be, or even what position they might use him to coach at?
Yeah, I think they're looking defense. That's the one thing we do know for with some amount of certainty that I think they would like to go defense first and beef things up on that side of the ball in some form or fashion. I think they've got some flexibility though, because Tim Banks, the defensive coordinator, has a background as a safeties coach. He could help there in the secondary, but if you wanted to go out and hire another coach who could help at safeties or at cornerbacks or do something different there, you could still shuffle things around and not have Banks help with the safeties. So they've got some options. They could add a second linebackers coach. If you're running more four-man fronts, you could even see defensive tackles and defensive ends. I don't think that's where they're looking right now, but that's the point. The point is you got options. So I think they're looking on the defensive side of the ball, most likely a linebackers or DBs coach. And then and probably a guy who ideally would be able to coach special teams in addition to that. So one name that fits that description that I know has been out there is Ricky Brumfield at Virginia. We'll see if that works out, if that's a guy who's seriously in play. But I think he's at least in the mix maybe, or someone that Tennessee has some interest in. He coaches cornerbacks and special teams at Virginia right now, so that would obviously fit the mold. But I think there's some other names in play. So where Tennessee goes with that one, I don't know for sure. But that's one name we've at least seen pop up out there, and you know we'll see if anything comes of it.
Great stuff. Ryan, what do you guys have going on over at GoVols 247?
And obviously tons of Ty Simpson coverage. We'll have more leading up to tomorrow as we try to figure out exactly where that one's headed here down the stretch. It's been a fascinating one to follow, and we'll have it covered every step of the way Obviously, some continued team coverage and staff news as Josh Heupel makes that final hire. Basketball news. And sign up right now, 50% off an annual subscription and free access to CBS All Access, which will soon be Paramount Plus with tons of stuff on there. You get that for free if you sign up right now, along with 50% off an annual subscription. So great deal to check out GoVols247.com right now.
All right, very good. Ryan, always appreciate the time, my man. Thanks for jumping on.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Ryan Callahan, GoVols247. Go check it out. Ty Simpson, D-Day is tomorrow. All right, a lot to unpack there. Quick timeout. We will continue more of your phone calls coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Fan Run Radio. Drive continues. Russell and Bear back with you. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Oh, basketball, man. It's the best, isn't it? I love basketball and the player props, game props that are going on over at FanDuel. We love the same game parlays. That's what it's all about, man. You combine these props, other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Same game parlay bets only on FanDuel. So you could go on there and find yourself a couple of nice player props let's just go see what they've got, for instance. Let's go over to FanDuel and see what. Let's just look at the Mavs and 76ers tonight. 76ers, a 4.5-point favorite, got over under 228. Ooh, high scoring NBA basketball. You can bet on who's going to score the first bucket. Who's going to score the first bucket tonight in the Sixers-Mavs, Bear?
Joel Embiid.
You get plus 380 odds there. Luka leading the way at plus
Doncic.
500. Yep. Josh Richardson plus 900. Tobias plus 600. A couple former Vols playing tonight. You can combine that with the winning margin. You can combine that with away team total points. I mean, just like if there's a bet you can think of, they've got it over at FanDuel. And just add it all up, man. The same game parlay. And right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short. So you just gotta get it anywhere in the ballpark to win. It's awesome, man. Same game parlay insurance over at FanDuel. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to try a same game parlay. Use promo code DRIVE1 at sign up. That's promo code DRIVE1. So they know we sent you. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fayetteduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Excellent information-packed appearance on the show today by Ryan Callahan. Not offering a ton of hope for Tennessee fans hoping for good news tomorrow from Ty Simpson.
I'm just not that wound up about it, man. I'm really not. And that may be because of, you know, Caden Salter and the fact that, you know, I've said it repeatedly. Just to repeat myself one more time. You know, people I trust and, you know, a couple of them are former Tennessee players. Have watched Salter extensively throughout his career down there in Texas. And, you know, they say that they would be stunned if he was anything other than as advertised.
I've watched Salter. I mean, I've not watched Salter actually, but I'm hopeful about Salter that he's a good prospect, but I'm not going to pretend like losing a five-star in-state prospect who was at one time a strong lean to come to your school isn't going to sting. And the fact is, you have to sign a quarterback. David Cutcliffe says you sign a quarterback every single class. We got to sign somebody. I like David Horton's son as a solid backup. He sounds like a great prospect. Go ahead and sign him up, man, if you don't get this kid. And maybe you can kind of still be recruiting Ty Simpson on the side. I was proud of myself for that dating two women at the same time analogy. That's kind of what it is, right? If we get Sam
Horton sure it is. Yeah.
In the boat and you're like still kind of talking to Ty Simpson on the side, it's like, hey, Ty.
We're still a long time till December.
It's recruiting, man. Anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, what happens if, you know, Heupel rolls in here and all of a sudden the Tennessee offense finally looks like, you know, the rest of college footballs and is, you know, putting up points and throwing, just airing it out everywhere and going to, you know, really feature, you know, the quarterback. You never know what could happen. So I don't get that worked up about it. I mean, it's only February.
Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow, but I'm not exactly looking forward to watching Ty Simpson ball out for Clemson or Alabama 4 years from now. That does not sound like a good time, although
if he wants to go to Alabama, that's on him, man.
I think you're a little bit worn down, Bear. I think the entire Trevor Lawrence situation, combined with just the general futility of the last 12 years, has sort of numbed you to what this might turn into. It's like, yeah, we just got through with this, watching Trevor Lawrence, the kid who grew up idolizing Peyton Manning and going to Vols games. It's never going to be worse than that. Oh, yeah? Imagine if he played at Alabama and he actually beat you 3 times before going pro as a number one overall draft pick. That's what it might turn into.
Is there a picture of Ty Simpson wearing a Peyton Manning jersey? Because if so, I'm just going to go jump off the Henley Street Bridge.
Yes, there's pictures of him. I've seen them, not in a Peyton Manning jersey, but in Tennessee gear at visits this past season. Because remember, he came to like every game.
They're going
to
show that every single time we play Alabama if he goes there. I'm going to be sick. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, in that case, the kid goes to Alabama, you know, good luck. And I hope that, you know, in the years to come, that you know, Tennessee DBs will get a free release on a blitz on him.
Let's get DR Vaughn here. DR Vaughn, you're on the drive, Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, chaos is a ladder, Russ. You know him and Henry Teason will be smoking that cigar next year when they beat us.
Oh,
I don't think Henry Teason sees the field at Alabama right now.
Oh, stop.
Well, Butch Jones didn't.
No, either, stop but. What? The kid lost 30 pounds. He can't cover in the open field, and he got slower.
Okay.
I'm
sorry, DR Vol.
I don't know what they have. All I know is this dude balled out as a freshman. He was a high 4-star, borderline 5-star prospect. He was coached by Jeremy Pruitt and Brian Niedermeyer. Yeah, he took a little step back next year. If you don't think he's going, if Alabama wants him, if they're recruiting him, guess what? He's a good player, and if you don't think they're going to coach him up and turn him into an All-American, then all right. This is the Bear sticking his head in the sand portion of the show. Ty Simpson, if he goes to Alabama, no big deal. Oh, yeah, Henry Toto, he's not very good. I suppose next you're going to tell me that I don't know what you're going to tell me next, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be labeled under the wishful thinking category.
Yeah, we all know he's going to have a pick six. It's Caden Salter next year to finish us off. I mean,
you are a sick puppy. I couldn't even think something like that. I mean, that is just – where do you get – DR Vol, man. What are you doing?
I'm in a bad place with my fandom, Russ.
You are.
Now, I will say a little positivity. I am fired the hell up about y'all being affiliated with OutKick. Can y'all get somebody to pony up and bring Christopher Gabriel to be a permanent member of the drive?
Ooh.
It'd be quite a bit to get him out from California.
Yeah.
I mean, he's living the good life out there in the Central Valley, out there in Cali.
Yeah, but Clay Travis is a self-proclaimed millionaire. He can pay him.
You need to take a look at the studio that CG gets to walk into every day.
That's
a palace. So I'm just happy
finish up for us, DR Vaughn.
Guys, before I go, I wanted to, despite the text messages about me and Ballstorm, I hope Bear has a happy birthday. You have a good day.
Hey, thank you, DR Ball.
Appreciate that.
We got to take a quick timeout. Alex has your top 5 at 5. Coming up next, it's Fan Run Radio. We'll go open lines the rest of the way. Stay with us. Plenty of your phone calls coming up.